And Chris Minns joins me on the line right now. G'day, Chris.
Jim, how are you?
Good. How was it there this afternoon? They're frustrated, aren't they?
Very angry. I'm sitting in the backyard of Sam and Teresa Grimer as we speak. The community heard about this issue firstly on your program. And it looks to me, having been out here most of the afternoon, that these families that have been here for decades are being ripped off by their own government.
Well, I was going to speak to Sam on the program today, and I know that he had the meeting with Sydney Metro, who's the first of the residents to meet with Sydney Metro this morning. He was simply too emotional, poor old Sam and Teresa, to come on the program. Hard-working fruit and veg people work at Flemington Markets, up at midnight, slaving away, slogging away for a way of life, and they've been dudded.
Sam gets up before next work begins. In order to start work, he gets up before midnight to, you know, go to the farm and then go to the fruit markets. I mean, these are the definition of hard-working taxpayers. And to get ripped off by their own government in a situation where it's taking 60 acres of land for a station that's less than around four acres. Now, look, on any measure, this is land banking. And the fact it's being done on behalf of the New South Wales government is nothing short of a disgrace. This is what you'd expect to see in a communist country, not in the middle of Western Sydney where we're supposed to have property rights.
Well, I've seen the artist's impression. In fact, we had them on our website last week about what they planned for Orchard Hills. High-rise apartments. They've got cafes, restaurants. What, come on, you don't need 65 acres for a train station. We know what's happening here.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is the thing that's so infuriating. It's so cynical of the Transport Minister to be insisting that they need all this land for as a staging area for construction. Now, I've spoken to pretty much every landholder in this street this afternoon. All of them say, if you need it for a staging area, we'll lease it to you, no problems. Deal done, you can have it for as long as you want. But once the station has been completed and the line is up, the land returns to me, the person who owned it in the first place. Mm. Everywhere else in Sydney, and for the last half century, that's the way it's worked. I can't understand why the rules don't apply to the families of Orchard Hills.
Well, good on you for going out there today. And I was out there a couple of weeks ago, and I plan to go out again next week. I can't believe what's unfolding here. And I think that it's not just about Orchard Hills. Imagine, and to all our listeners, imagine if your mum or dad, Chris, had a knock at the door saying, righto, game's over, you're out of your home of 50 years, and this is what you give, take it or leave it, there's your offer. And the offer is massive unders. They can't afford to stay in the area. Imagine if it was your own mother and father in that situation.
Yeah, they're furious about it. And you can imagine if all of your capital has been put into the family home and you've acquired property and you've built up land over generations, and then someone knocks on your door one day and says, oh, we're going to pay you unders, but don't worry, a new station's going in. Nobody here is trying to stop progress. Everybody in this street and this neighbourhood appreciates that infrastructure needs to be built, but it needs to be done in a fair and equitable way. And to really leave families on the scrap heap and put a bulldozer through their properties, look, the government's acting in a heartless way. They can't just focus on dollars and cents. There's real people's lives here.
Yeah, well said. And again, well done for being out there today. And please pass on my regards to Sam and Teresa Grimer, who met with Sydney Metro and who, as I said, Sam was just so emotional he couldn't come on air with me this afternoon. Your heart goes out to them. Thanks so much for your time, Chris.
Thanks, Jim.